To France now, where the culture minister says Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is still in danger of collapsing. After the fire this April, the site was closed for 3 weeks for lead pollution cleanup. This week, workers returned to stabilize the structure so that reconstruction can begin. Now, what a restored Notre Dame will look like is still up for debate. Jake Saganero in Paris has more.
Just days after the blaze ripped through Notre Dame's roof and spire, French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe announced an international architecture competition.
Portant sur la reconstruction de la flèche de la cathédrale.
The competition, he says, will determine if the spire will be a replica of the 19th century design by French architect Viollet-le-Duc, or something more modern for our times. Eager architects from around the world flooded Instagram and Twitter with their visions of Notre Dame restored with contemporary flair. There were glass roofs, slick twisting spires, and garish Disney castle towers. But if you ask the French, 55% of the public wants the iconic cathedral to be restored exactly as it was before, according to a recent poll by Odoxa Dentsu. In June, clergy put on their vestments and hard hats to celebrate the first mass inside Notre Dame since the fire. The service was closed to the public, but people still gathered at the barriers to ogle the ravaged Gothic cathedral. Elodie Cuanca came into the city from Versailles to see the damage with her own eyes. Cuanca said we should consider the times we're living in, but she's still cautious about drastically changing the aesthetic of Notre Dame.
Maybe we should make a mix between modern architecture and to respect the past.
Jean Nouvel, the most famous living French architect, known for his ultra-modern designs, said in a TV interview, Notre Dame is a testimony of culture and history, so it shouldn't be changed too much. Nouvel says, I think here we have to be more Gothic than ever. Ultimately, the government will make the final decision, following extensive studies and discussions with specialists, historians, and architects. But before reconstruction can begin, debris still has to be removed from inside the cathedral and the ceiling vaults stabilized. Thierry Zimmer is the deputy director of a research lab analyzing the rubble, and his team will advise architects on what materials to use. Zimmer says restoring Notre Dame exactly as it was before might not even be possible. The original stones came from quarries that were, at the time, outside Paris. Now, parts of the city sit on top of those pits.
We say that all Paris, it's something like Gruyère, like a cheese with a lot of holes, yes.
Which makes it dangerous to excavate from those same spots.
We have very difficulties if, for example, we know exactly what we want, but we have no stones to do it.
If crowning Notre Dame today with a reimagined modern steeple is controversial, Viollet-le-Duc spire also caused an uproar in 1859. And even before that, French writer Victor Hugo lamented any changes to the medieval cathedral. In his famous 1831 novel, Notre Dame de Paris, he wrote, "If we had the leisure to examine the various traces of destruction imprinted upon the old church, the part of time would be the least. The worst would be men, especially men of art, since some have assumed the title of architect in the last two centuries." For NPR News, I'm Jake Saganero in Paris.